I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
People actually wash their hands for 20 seconds.
Actually wash their hands for 20 seconds.
Because that's what we're supposed to do, right? Yeah. We're supposed to wash our hands. That will get the germs off if you're scrubbing and washing for 20 seconds. Do you do that, Rakim?
Yeah, I do every time.
That's a good kid right there.
I heard your mom in the background. Did she teach you that?
Yeah.
She did. Yeah. That's a good mom.
She didn't tell you anything about the ice cream truck music, and that means they're out of ice cream, right? She didn't do anything like that?
No.
Okay, good. That's a good mom.
He knows what you're talking about. Bobby, go ahead.
I mean, I absolutely wash my hands. You do the alphabet. You do A, B, C, D.
Oh,
you do the whole alphabet. Yep, and then when you get done, then you've hit the amount of time.
So I have the Apple Watch, and it times you, and then it tells you when you're finished.
Oh, my gosh. Does it really?
Yeah, it says good
that's
job.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you've washed for the right amount of time.
Oh,
Rakim, we do like your guess, but we're sorry. It's not. Not the correct one.
Oh. Thank you.
All right. But if we don't get a correct answer, you can try again at 9:10.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
have a good
so
day.
Cute. Oh, he's probably enjoying summer and loving it.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. We've got $1,010. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? Is the question. What is it for $1,010? Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think under 20% of people actually do?
They have a perfect work attendance. They never call at all.
Perfect work
or
attendance. Never call out.
They never had any time off.
And we've been saying people are lame when the answer comes out. And I would say that people are definitely lame if they have perfect work attendance. Take some time off, people.
Yeah, that would be lame. For sure.
For sure.
Jackie, sorry, not the correct guess. But listen, Jackie, you can try again at 9:10, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks. Let's try Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Bring coffee to work for everyone.
Aww. Wow. You know, I got to tell you, Jessica, Kathy Romano has been here almost a year now, and she brings in coffee every single morning. And I will tell you this. She has never once brought anyone else on the show coffee in the morning.
Bobby, you get here first. Do you brew the coffee for everyone?
No.
Oh,
no. You stop at your fancy Starbucks every morning, and we never have ever been even asked, would you like some fancy Starbucks?
Fancy Starbucks.
No, we just have the brewed coffee that's here.
Jessica, there is I in team, and we all get our own coffee. Good guess, Jessica. Not the correct answer. Sorry.
No.
It's okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Chrissy. She'll be our last guest for this round. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning.
Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think?
I think it's they do their laundry while on vacation.
Okay,
I would say definitely losers. Oh. You can't do your laundry on vacation. You're on vacation.
Bobby, can I tell you what my favorite thing to do
is? We're talking to a loser. Oh, Chrissy, here we go.
All right, so Chrissy, here we'll tell you this. We've said that no one on this show is in the under 20%. I absolutely 100% do laundry on vacation. So sorry, that's not the correct answer.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great day. You can try again at 9:10. I'm joking. It's not one of my favorite things to do, but I absolutely do laundry on vacation. Also, the best thing about having to leave vacation, right? Like, you don't really want to leave, but the best thing is getting home and all of your clothes are clean already.
Okay, I could see how that would be exciting, but you spent time on your vacation doing laundry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ew. And you're excited about it. You enjoy this.
My mom, I see her every time I do laundry on vacation. She's like, you doing another load of laundry? I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, you like to do laundry while you're on vacation, huh? Because we stay in the same house and we do a family vacation every year and we stay in the same house. And yes, I know. I see her with her like little comments. She's like, oh, yeah, laundry, huh?
And she's making a comment by saying that. You know what
she's
saying.
Oh, I know what she's saying. Yeah.
So we are not laundry on vacation people. We're not losers like Kathy. But on our honeymoon.
That was so harsh here today.
Yes.
On our honeymoon. You know, we did like 2 weeks in Europe, so Jay needed to do laundry. So we're in Florence, Italy, and he like went to this place, dropped off his laundry, And it was supposed to, we were leaving on whatever it was, like their 4th of July, like their Independence Day was the day we were leaving. Also the day that he was supposed to pick up his laundry.
Oh, his laundry's
everything
still there.
Was closed.
Did you leave it?
He like, luckily they like opened, maybe they were closing early. It was like, we couldn't communicate with them. It was like a big thing. We're like, Jay, you're going to have no clothes.
No clothes.
He got it in like the nick of time before we had to take a train. But yeah, so we'll never do laundry again on vacation.
So I will actually research the hotels that I'm staying at to see if they have laundry in the hotels. I don't drop off and like pay for it.
That was a little risky.
But listen, I don't find myself a loser. Thank you very much. I think that it's because I don't want to pack so much. Like, you know what I mean? If I can rewear clothes. My son, who wears like 9 outfits a day, I'm like, no.
It's like a Taylor Swift show.
Yeah, we're
he's
doing like
changing like crazy.
100%. So I'm like, we're not packing that many clothes. I do it so I don't have to pack as much.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm a loser.
Well,
we're going to do this again at 9:10. If anyone would like to call and back me on doing laundry
on
vacation.
Call her a loser, you can too.
888-333-B101.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got $1,010 for the impossible question this morning. What is it, Marlena? Do you know?
Not bathing every day.
Not bathing every day. And we've said like, ooh, this is kind of lame, these under 20% people. Bobby?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Don't even talk about this.
I
don't want to talk about not bathing every day. Marlena, don't you want to just tell some people when you see them like, hey, FYI, take a shower. You know?
Oh. Yes.
I shower multiple times a day.
See, if I work out, then yes.
Yeah.
But if I don't, it's always once a day. Because the dermatologist has told me, don't overdo it. It's bad for your skin.
Oh, I overdo it. I absolutely overdo it. I'm twice a day. Like, occasionally, there'll be a third shower in there.
Wow.
I know. Because I can't get into bed without showering. So definitely at night. And then I shower after the gym. And if it's a weekend, I jump in the shower in the morning.
When do you have time to do laundry while you're on vacation? You're doing a lot of showering. My goodness.
Showering.
Yeah.
Marlena, sorry, not the correct answer.
I love it, though.
Have a great day.
You too. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. $1,010 would be a really nice weekend gift from the Kathy Romano Show to you if you can get the impossible question correct. Under 20% of people actually do this. Laura, good morning.
Diane.
Mm-hmm. Diane, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Kathy.
What do you think it is?
People, I think, are still out there sanitizing their grocery packaging or their delivery packaging.
Oh, like during COVID?
Yeah, like wiping it down and sanitizing it or spraying it with alcohol or whatever.
Bobby, do you still sanitize?
I'm crazy, but I don't still sanitize this. Yeah, but
that's
immediately
good.
Wash my hands after opening any package.
Yeah.
Who touched this?
Diane, sorry, not the correct answer.
Oh, thank you.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
This is my gadget.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Who are you talking to?
Good morning.
Yeah, that sounded like a fun conversation. Who were you talking to?
Oh, me? Oh, my husband.
Oh, well, tell him we said hi.
We're sitting in the car anyway.
Oh, nice.
All right, give us your guess, Janet. Under 20% of people actually do what?
They change the toilet tissue to the right way when they're in someone else's home.
Based off of a guess we had earlier, you've been paying attention.
Yes, that's funny.
I fix it in my own home.
Yeah.
when it goes on the wrong way.
It'd be really funny to do it in someone else's home, though, too. Be like, oh, this is wrong.
Let me fix this for you. Janet, we like that you're listening. We know that you're trying to get to the right answer, but sorry, that is not correct.
Okay, I'll keep trying.
All right.
Thank you.
Last guess for this Friday morning. Now, if Laura does not get it right, $1,111 on Monday morning. Laura?
Yes.
What's your guess? Under 20% of people actually do what?
They don't change the light bulb.
Oh, like they just leave it out?
Yeah, like they just don't. A lot of people don't change light bulbs. They just let it go or they just, you know, just don't do it.
Just let someone else do it.
I will say sometimes like it takes a little while. Like, it'll be out. Like, if it's not the only light in that room, it'll be out for a little while.
Yeah. I know this is not going to shock you
it'll
at all with how anal I am around here, but the moment a light bulb gets out, guess who changes it immediately? If there's a chandelier that has 8 light bulbs on it and one goes out, I immediately change it.
Some people don't, like, especially like a light outside or something, like, they just don't change it.
Yeah, Bobby, I'm going to need you to come to my house because there are quite a few throughout the house that just, like,
and mow the backyard.
While you're here, do you do yard
work? Do you mind mowing the backyard too? Laura, we love the guess, but it's not correct. Not it.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Have a great weekend. All right, so that means $1,111. Wow. Now, we did give a clue this morning. We said that someone was really close in our earlier round. Someone was really close yesterday. This last round, not close.
Not close at all. In fact, today's clips and yesterday's, they're going to be on B101Philly.com. So, a little weekend homework for you. Yep. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. And then on Monday, you could be getting a whole lot of money.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. We had a lot of fun. Next week on the show, we're going to do a little game called Colonial Covers. In honor of America's 250th, we're honoring it. We're going to have a fife band.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to have a... We're going to have a fife and drum band in the studio, and we have a chance for you to win some prizes. Before we go, the clip of the day, Donna called in and told us this.
Oh, my God. I want to kill people when they're near me crunching apples, and my husband's the worst.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.